You don't have to go to that special finance dealer to get approved. At Blue Water Chrysler, no matter what condition your credit is, they'll get you approved. Visit Moran Blue Water Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram on 24th Avenue in Fort Gratiot or online at MoranBlueWaterCDJR.com.
Ride the wave to savings with us.
All right, 10 minutes past 8 o'clock on this finally Friday morning. I was driving by the Mid-City Nutrition Soup Kitchen the other day. It was lunchtime, and I was driving by, and that place was busy. There were people coming and going. It's always a happening place. Joining us right now is the director of Mid-City Nutrition, Sarah Jones. Sarah, good morning.
Good morning.
We were just talking off the air about the fact that now that summer's here, this is the first summer, full summer, that you'll have spent in your new home there.
Yes, and we're really excited about it. Summer comes with different opportunities. You know, people are up to different things. Kids are out of school. People's needs are different. Sometimes they have a little more time. Yeah. And so we're seeing what we can do to help people out.
Yeah, so let's just kind of start with hours of operation and meal times. What's different for the summer?
So, you know, we always do lunch and dinner Monday through Friday. Lunch is at 11, dinner's at 4. Saturdays we just do lunch, Sundays we just do dinner. This year I'm trying something a little new, and on weekdays, starting the 15th, so it's the Monday after school ends, we're going to try serving breakfast. We've never done that before, at least not during my time. Maybe we've got a long past, so maybe there may have been breakfast that happened. But I was looking at, you know, the Meetup and Eat Up summer food sites. I got a flyer kind of asking if we wanted to participate, and we didn't need to because we are already serving lunch. But I saw that they were looking for places to serve breakfast for kids too, and I went, well, I can do that. You know, we're already there cooking that early. We get in tons of English muffins and eggs and things like that. And I thought, you know what? We'll try it. Let's see what happens.
Well, it's so important to families that when summer rolls around, they've got to feed their kids more than they do during the school year. And that can be really tough sometimes.
Yeah. The free lunch and breakfast at school really helps a lot of families out. And so, you know, we've always been there for lunch, and now we'll try breakfast too. And it's not just for kids. Anyone's welcome. Because I feel like a lot of our clients do work. And a lot of people in the neighborhood probably work who can't make it to a meal at 11 or at 4. So we might see some new people at 7:30. And so we're trying it out. And if it takes off, we'll keep doing it.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about the requirements. So if somebody wants to come in for a free meal at the soup kitchen, do they need to show ID, proof of anything?
No, there are no barriers to a meal. You come in, we'll have someone at the door who's going to take a name from you, but it's just a first name, and frankly, we're not checking. It's just to kind of help us keep count of how many individual people came, and our partnership with the food bank requires that. But we're not checking ID. We're not even allowed to if we wanted to. There's no income requirement. If you think you need our services, if you look at anything that we're doing and you go, wow, I could really use that, then it's for you.
You're going to be offering some classes this summer, too.
Yes. So the big thing in our new building is the secondary kitchen. So the Stebbins family gave us some funding to build this educational kitchen in the back. So now we're, of course, doing our regular thing, serving meals, but we're also going to teach people just the basics of cooking, because I keep saying, you don't know what you don't know.
True.
And one of the classes we're going to do this month is that Chef Wendy's going to come and teach a class I'm calling Don't Be a Chicken, where it's just she's going to teach you what to do with a chicken, like from parting a whole chicken out into 8 pieces or roasting a whole chicken and then deboning it, getting all the meat off and turning the bones into stock, start to finish. Because if you know that process, you can do a lot. Suddenly you're making great soups and you're saving a lot of money cooking your own food, or even just taking a whole chicken is cheaper and parting it out. So if you have those skills, you can save a little money and cook more at home.
I feel like there's a lot of people that don't know how to cook for whatever reason, or they don't like to cook, and there's just kind of a barrier there, a mindset where I just don't know what to do in the kitchen. So you end up eating a lot of prepared foods, takeout food that's expensive, and it's not that great for you either.
Exactly. And food prices are wild. A lot of people use pantries at some of the local churches and the food depot in town. And all of them are kind of limited to what they have, right? Same thing with us. Mm-hmm. And so people are receiving food without necessarily choice in what it is. So you might get a box full of cans of beans and corn and stuff, and that's great. But if you don't know how to turn that into a meal, that's a little boring, like just beans out of a can, right? So we're going to teach people how to make chili, you know, just the little things like that that can make a big improvement.
These classes are for anybody, right?
Yeah, pretty much. Like I've been saying, if you read a description of the class and you go, oh, gosh, yeah, no, I really need that, then come. And, you know, sure, some people will be a little lower income. Some people might be a little higher income. I don't really care. If you're feeling a little weird about it, if we're giving something away and you don't need that, don't take it.
Yeah.
You know, come and take the class, but don't take home the, because we're going to be giving out things like can openers and food thermometers, because using a food thermometer is a big deal. Mm-hmm. I've only really learned about that as I started at the soup kitchen, got my ServSafe certification, and now I'm a menace with that thing, you know?
Right.
So I bought 100. I'm giving them away. Everyone who doesn't have one, this town is going to know how to cook and safely. I'm really excited about that.
Well, and if you feel like, well, I shouldn't be taking from the soup kitchen, I shouldn't be, you know, make a donation, right?
Right, yeah. And the truth is, I have funding specifically for these classes. The Community Foundation really, you know, they really believe in Mid-City, and I appreciate that from them. And so I came to them and said, I want to do this new stuff. Uh-huh. It's going to cost a little, you know, outside of what we normally do. And so they gave me some funding to try some things out this summer and see how it goes. And it's really nice to have that flexibility.
What do you need right now? Do you need volunteers? Is there anything specific thing or things that the soup kitchen needs right now?
We always need volunteers, especially weekends and afternoons. Lately, when the weather gets nice, people don't really
go
want
figure.
To come in on Sunday.
I really want to help the soup kitchen, but not on Saturday afternoon.
Exactly.
We're not going to be out on my boat, right?
Yes. One thing, we could use more of our groups that come in. We have a lot of groups that pick a day, so they might be the third Thursday of every single month, and they show up. That's a church groups and organizations. Advia, credit union, all sorts of people. We could use some more groups. And you don't have to be anything that official. It can just be like you and your couple of best friends, and you just want to do this every fourth Friday, serve sandwiches with us. It's a lot of fun. We also, our food supply is pretty solid. I put out a call for breakfast items on Facebook, and some people have been very generous. And then yesterday, in what I call Mid-City magic, is when we just sort of hope we or wish we had something, and it appears. We got, I mean, at least 10 cases of cooked Jimmy Dean sausage patties yesterday. Perfect for, like, making an egg sandwich. It just happened, you know. So we're doing okay on our food supply right now. We could use canned vegetables. We're just getting into when fresh produce is starting, mm-hmm. local produce, but there's this gap for a little while where we're down to a few cans of, like, peas, and everyone hates peas. So if anyone is feeling like shopping for us, some of those big number 10 cans of green beans would go over really well right now.
Good. Yeah. Good. Well, you do great things there at the soup kitchen, and now that summer's here, mm-hmm. we'll see how the summer goes.
Yes, I'm so excited. I'm really excited to see how breakfast goes.
If people want to know more about these classes or anything more about Mid-City, what's the best way to find more information?
I'm going to have the whole calendar up on our website today. That's midcitynutrition.org. And I've been posting a lot of extra information on Facebook lately, just because that's really easy to spread out there. But I've got flyers in the building. There's flyers over at the, up at the Food Depot with all of the information about the classes. And I've got a few more to talk about on Facebook. I've been sort of every day talking about one or two of these fun things. And so, yeah, keep an eye on it or give us a call.
All right. Let's all get cooking.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Sarah. Thank you. Sarah Jones from the Mid-City Nutrition Soup Kitchen here on WPHM.